Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of living in your presence and experiencing your great love, irrespective of what we go through. I think of the scripture this morning, the storms come to the believer and the unbeliever. The storms is the sufferings, the trials, the things of this world. But thank you, the difference is in that we who hear your word and do it is like wise men built on the rock. The storms come, but we overcome, we grow, we move on into the wonderful and the greatness of your love, where the people in the world that are outside of you, outside of knowing you and knowing your great love and applying your great love, they just are coming to that place of where they need to lift up their eyes so their redemption can draw near. So thank you, Father God, that we can know you with us, and whatever storm we're going through, we will come through. You will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and our rejoicing and our enlightenment and our fragrance will help them also to see there's a God that is for his people. So thank you, Lord, for this word again this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 8 to 12. We are experiencing all kinds of trouble, but we aren't crushed. We are confused, but we aren't depressed. We are harassed, but we aren't abandoned. We are knocked down, but we aren't knocked out. We always carry Jesus' death around in our bodies so that Jesus' life can also be seen in our bodies. We who are alive are always being handed over to death for Jesus' sake so that Jesus' life can also be seen in our bodies that are dying. So death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
Hallelujah. I just think of Romans 5 this morning. And it says, you know, we have peace with God, and we rejoice in that fact that the splendor, the goodness, the glory of God is ours, and it's there for us. So that's a wonderful picture, knowing that he'll always come through. He never leave us or forsake us. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We know that, and we need to know that, and we need to hold on to it. But then it also goes on into Romans chapter 5. It says, what's more, we also rejoice in our squeezings, in the testings, in the sufferings, in the trials that come to everyone, and it comes to all the believers in the world as well. And here is the difference. And why can we rejoice in it? Because we know it's going to build character, because it's again so. It's all these truths that we hold on to is because the love of God has been poured into our hearts. You see, because we know these scriptures, we know that the squeezings, the problems, the darkness is not the end. The end is the light is going to come. Answers are going to come. Blessings are going to come because God works to the good for those that he loves. So it's so beautiful there. You can see that. And in Romans 5, and then also another beautiful chapter, 1 Corinthians 10, it's speaking about the people that God chose, but then he wasn't pleased with them, and then they died in the desert. And then he says that all these things were written to encourage us. So it's very much the same. God is pleased with us when we keep our focus on him, and we run to him and not from him, because it goes on so beautifully. So it says, you know, we go through the same testings that they do. So it's exactly the same now in the world. We get the same squeezings everyone else gets. But the difference is, it goes on to say, for those who the end of the ages has come upon us. What's the end of the ages for us? You see, we heard about the Savior and we accepted the Savior. And then this new day of goodness came into our lives where we can experience the Savior. I'm thinking of that Psalm 118, the stone the builders rejected. The Jews had introduced him and had access to him in their scriptures, but many of them rejected. But praise God, the ones that didn't, is we built on their foundation, the prophets and the apostles, the first disciples, they all Jews had accepted Jesus. So he was precious to them. He showed himself precious to them. He revealed himself to them. He came through for them. But then it also says that stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and it is marvelous in our eyes. When we accepted it as marvelous, we heard about the Savior. This gospel was shared to us, and we witnessed with it in our heart, and we called on the name of the Lord, and boom, we were saved. And then it goes on, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You see, so yeah, we are keeping our eyes on the Savior. We are staying in tune with the Savior, because he's the vine and we are the branches. He's the head and we are the body. So then what happens? Then we've entered into eternity, eternal life, resurrection life, in the Spirit. That's all the realities of the goodness of heaven that is now available. So we've entered into eternal life, entered into the heavenly realm. And then he goes on, so we must take heed that we don't fall. So this is encouragement, not to walk around and just say, well, you know, just think that we don't fall. We must take heed. And then the scripture, how do we take heed that we don't fall? It goes on to say, you are not a natural man any longer. You're a spiritual man. Amen. And you won't be tested beyond what you can handle. And God will show you the way so that you can escape. And then, so that is a big reality. You keep your eyes on Jesus. You keep running to him and not from him. And you grow and you glow. You don't groan and mutter and murmur. Remember, those things also keep us out of the kingdom. Grumbling keeps us out of the kingdom, the Bible says. And then this last verse 12, why? What is happening here? So even though you're experiencing death, darkness, you are seeing the light. And now that is what you share so that others can also see the light. Then you become the fragrance, you the example. You setting the example. There's no shortcut. The others in that, they are also going to have to go through some testings and squeezings so as to grow. That just explains verse 12. Death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. You are giving the right testimony and encouragement to people so that they can also wake up and keep their focus on the Lord and go through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.